cross it, was that a mix of blacks and whites that lived in that area?
It was a large white and black contingency. It was equal. It was probably 50-50. Crossett was a mill town, sawmill town. People worked in the woods. They cut pulp wood. They cut trees for timber to produce paper and charcoal. Every home in the city, black and white, was painted a Crossett gray. They were all shotgun houses. They all looked alike, and they were owned by the company and rented to employees.
Chances are many of your friends were both black and white, or mostly black? Or?
Well, my dad, being a bootlegger, his profession being a bootlegger, when he came back from war, he couldn't get a job. But prior to going out there, he had various jobs with the government and state government. As I told you, he was a toll keeper on the bridge between Crossett and El Dorado. It was on the Washita River. It separated the two counties, Union and Ashley County. When we came back after the war in 1945, there were no jobs. There was an influx of people coming back from Texas, Arkansas, Okies. They were all coming back and seeking employment, and there just wasn't enough jobs. So Daddy started bootlegging whiskey to make a living. He had six or seven black gentlemen in the black quarters, it was called Creamer Town, that worked for my father. There were agents for my father, I guess, selling and bootlegging whiskey in the community. And I was known as Mr. Frank's boy in the black community. So we lived way out in the country past the black community, down a gravel road, and then about 100 yards off the dirt road, one home up on the acreage, and that's where Daddy wanted it, so that's where we lived.
Do you even pick cotton for a black man?
Well, yeah, I did. In my book, I wrote about there were a lot of sugar cane raises for molasses. If people had mills that would grind the sugar cane to make the liquid form that would make molasses and syrup. They'd have one single mule going in a circle, pulling and grinding as you'd feed the stalks into the mill. The black gentleman also had the cotton, and he would pay us, a few of the boys, black and white, to help pick cotton. So I picked cotton early on. It wasn't like a full-time job, just when we could help out. And so I did it, and he would pay us for doing it, I think 35 cents an hour or something like that.
Back in those days, for you to be with blacks and whites combination was a very natural thing for you to do, and
oh, yes.
Probably some of your better friends even were.
Well, sure. I lived up the road. The closest community was a black community, and down past me was a groundhog sawmill that contained about 20 families, and there were some young children there that I could walk down to the mill that I could play with them. But less than 100 yards from where I lived was a black community. Sam Lawson and had a store, had a black store, and they, what you call a juke joint on Saturday night. There were a lot of partying and dancing there, and most of them drinking Daddy's whiskey, and have bands come in and play, and I'd listen to the sound of the music at night, travel through the woods, and I laid many a night in my bed and listened to the music coming from Sam Lawson's cafe up the road. But every morning during the school year, I would walk 100 yards up the dirt road to the gravel road and wait for my Yellow Dog school bus to come along to pick me up. And I would stand there with several of my black friends and buddies that I played with, and they would be waiting for their bus to come along to take them to their segregated school. At that time, I didn't think much of the difference in integration and segregation. I didn't think about the significance of it. I was too young.
You
I just
like
knew
fourth.
They went to separate schools, but they were friends, and their bus sometimes would come sooner than mine. They'd get on it, and I said, I'd see them this afternoon, or mine would come along. And if I had to go to the bathroom several times, that I'd go off out in the woods, and my bus would come along, and they'd see I wouldn't be there, and they'd continue, and I'd miss the bus and have to walk to school, and that happened many times.